Welcome to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is September 30th, 2022, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So, hello! I am excited to be here talking about books that are not new. I'm always excited to be talking about books. I don't know why I always say that to you, you know, but I just love books so much! And some days I love books even more than that. Some days I just want to roll around on them on the lawn, like a dog in the grass. It's just, I love them so much. I've had a really good reading week. I got to go to a book conference. So many, like, amazing speakers. Susan Rogers talked about music and sound and her new book, and it was so inspirational. I just wanted to stop and listen to music right then. But of course, then I couldn't read books, so I went with books. But it's just a great time. And we are going to talk about books now. Well, actually, first, we are going to hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by National Geographic Books. So take a second, think to yourself, what is one of the weirdest, but kind of interesting, intriguing, intelligent animals that you know of? If you, like me, think of an octopus, then Secrets of the Octopus by Cy Montgomery is the book for you. It is a beautifully illustrated book that explores the underwater world of the octopus, a creature that resembles an alien life form, but whose behavior has earned it a reputation as one of the most intelligent animals on the planet. This journey into the world of the octopus reveals how large their brains are. They occupy their whole body, not just their heads. They can adjust their genetic makeup to respond to the demands of the environment. So with this book, you can see how the octopus can change shape and color to camouflage themselves more effectively than any other species. They are cool AF. So learn about all of this and more in Secrets of the Octopus. And thanks again to National Geographic Books for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so because it is fall and we are getting into Halloween season, I do have a creepy book for you today. But first, I want to talk about a wonderful book because I realized somehow we didn't speak about it on the show when it came out. And that's very sad because it is amazing. So this week, Case and Calendar released Lark and Kasim Start a Revolution, their new YA novel. And just a few weeks ago, they had a new middle grade novel that came out called Moonflower. They're very prolific. But I'm going to talk about Felix Ever After. This is an amazing award-winning YA novel. Case and Calendar has won the Stonewall Book Award, the Lambda Literary Award, the National Book Award. Their adult fantasy title won the World Fantasy Award. I think they've won one or two of those more than once. Just, they're amazing. And Felix Ever After is a YA novel that is about a Black trans high school student. Felix is a very talented artist who is trying to get a highly coveted spot at Brown University. He's a senior at this point, and he's been working really hard for this. And he has the stress of school, and he has the loss of his mother. His mother is absent from his life, and it really affects him deeply. And then someone anonymously starts sending him transphobic messages after publicly deadnaming him and sharing photos of him. And this is all too much for Felix. So much is going on in his life, and he feels, you know, rightly, that no one has the right to harass him. You know, no one can talk about him as if they know anything about his life. And so he decides to get revenge. But his catfish scheme goes a little awry when he finds himself involved in a complicated love triangle. This is such a beautiful, heart-squeezing book about identity and loss and complicated emotions and decisions. It's heavy. Like, it has a beautiful cover with flowers, and it makes you think, like, oh, this will be lighthearted. It is not. But it's so wonderful, and it is more important now than ever. I do want to give content warnings. There are a lot, but some include transphobia and deadnaming, homophobia, racism, bullying, gaslighting, chemical use and abuse, and loss of a parent. This is Felix Ever After by Case and Calendar. Now, for my Halloween-y pick. This week, we saw the release of Leech by Hiran Ennis, which I talked about on the show, which Tamsin Muir calls Wuthering Heights with worms, which is just the best. So I was thinking about books that have creepy crawly things that keep coming for you. And I decided I would talk about Cold Storage by David Koepp. If you like things about creepy crawly things that are able to get inside anywhere and they just make your skin crawl, like in a good way, not in the bad way, like in a good way that like, oh, this scares me. I like to watch this kind of stuff or read this kind of stuff. Then this is the book for you. So in this book, earlier, before the book takes place, there was some kind of what was thought to be a very unusual chemical attack. And the Pentagon sent their bioterror operative, Roberto Diaz, to check it out. And when he gets there, he discovers that it is not a chemical attack, but a highly destructive and quickly mutative organism that destroys and eats everything in its path. And this is, like, very few people knew about this. You know, he contains this organism. He puts it in an underground military storage facility. And the whole thing is shushed up. Like, nobody knows, like, it's down there except for him and a couple other people. Well, years later, the organism has figured out a way to escape and starts making its way through the underground bunker. And unfortunately, there are two security guards who are right in its path, and they are going to have to work with Diaz to figure out how to destroy it, how to contain it, and how to get out alive. It's super gross! Super gross. Like, climby worm thingies, yuck. It'll totally give you the willies, which is fun. It's also one of those books that's fun to read because you think, what could you personally do for humanity? Like, I think a lot of people think they could sacrifice themselves to save others. Like, you're Tim Robbins floating away in Mission to Mars. Sorry for the spoiler for a 22-year-old movie. But when it's go time, you know, it's a lot harder than you imagined. Like, could you, you know, say, like, I'm going to have to stay in this bunker with these things so that I, you know, don't infect anyone else, you know, when really you just want to get out of there and run away. You know, it's interesting to think about. I do want to give content warnings because it is super gross. There's animal death, suicide, violence, injury, gore, and murder. This one is Cold Storage by David Koepp. And he had a book that came out that was very different. It came out this summer that I really enjoyed called Aurora, which is about a solar flare that knocks out all the electricity on the planet and what happens after that, which is a very, like, realistic thing that could happen. I listened to the Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week podcast about solar flares and what used to happen on the rare occasions that they occurred back before people had the internet or really electricity to even worry about knowing that this was happening. It's very, very interesting. So those are my two picks for today for some backlist. And now for Dealer's Choice, I'm going to talk a little bit about this book I got last week. It's called The House Without Windows by Barbara Newhall Follett and Jackie Morris. Jackie Morris does the illustrations for this. And this, I want to read this book because the story behind it is so fascinating. Barbara Newhall Follett was born in Hanover, New Hampshire, and by all accounts was a genius, just an absolute child genius. At 8 years old, she wrote a whole novel, which would become The House Without Windows. She wrote it for her mother as a birthday present. Unfortunately, the manuscript burned in a house fire later that year, so she sat down and she wrote it again. And her father, who conveniently was an editor at Knopf, got the manuscript published in 1927 and it became a bestseller. Now, granted, it had a lot less competition back then, but, you know, child genius, bestselling novel, you know, 11 years old. It's about a girl who does not want to live cooped up in a house. And so she runs away to these various places, the forest and the sea, to decide where she truly wants to live, where she feels that she truly belongs. And her parents are hot on her heels, trying to find her and bring her home. So after The House Without Windows, she published another best-selling book, I think it was nonfiction, the next year. But then her father abandoned her and her mother for another woman, and it deeply, deeply affected her. You know, she spoke about how it sort of just killed any creativity that she had. She did write a few more pieces, but that was it. And then she married young, and then she went missing. And the circumstances surrounding her disappearance have never been explained. Her husband said that after a fight, she just walked out the front door and he never heard from her again. And there wasn't really any, like, police investigation, really. you know, this was like the 1920s, or excuse me, the early 30s, you know, and there is an amazing article about this author, Paul Collins. He wrote Bonvard's Folly, the story of 13 people who didn't change the world, which is just great. And I highly recommend you pick it up. It's 20 years old now. He wrote this amazing article about her life and, you know, the disappearance. You know, we now know a lot more about these kind of things, you know, and are not as quick to just assume that the spouse, you know, says, oh, they left and then that's it, you know. And as of this recording, she has been missing for 82 years, 9 months, and 19 days. And it's a mystery that might never be solved, but I hope it is someday. So that book is The House Without Windows by Barbara Newhall Follett, and Jackie Morris does the illustrations for this new edition. And woo, that's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcasts, because it really helps other book lovers find us, and we appreciate it so, so much. If you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Instagram at friendsandcomesalive. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy readings.